you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Along with our producer, George Katsarilos, we're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your comments, your questions about your sports collectibles. If you have something that's cool and you want to brag about it, if you want to know our estimated value of what it might sell for in a current auction, give us a call at 312-332-3776. Usually we have a drawing. This week, everybody wins. I'm giving away free tickets. I can give up to 4 tickets away to every single caller, up to 120 tickets. So we got a lot left. I had 200. I gave away some at T-Crown this week. But all you have to do is call in. And the game we're giving away, it's the 2014 Under Armour All-America High School Baseball game at Wrigley Field, August 16th. I believe the game starts at 6:05, but there's a home run derby before it. To me, this would just be a cool thing to be able to be in Wrigley Field and watching some of the top high school players out there. Phil Rogers tweeted earlier in the week that I think the top 6 ranked high school players for next year's baseball draft will be in this game at Wrigley Field on August 16th. So it should be a good game. So give us a call at 312-332-3776, and everybody wins. Winner will have to pick up the tickets at Triple Crown in Naperville, and I'll be there all week to do that. So the number at Triple Crown in Naperville is 630-357-7707. But don't worry about that now. The number the number here is 312-332-3776. Bill Huggins, the Huggins and Scott auction ended on Thursday. You had some big time pricing on a lot of your items there.
Yeah, it was quite a last final day. We had a lot of last-minute bidders and stuff, which we kind of expect every year in our August auction, because most of the big bidders are at the national convention, so we give them 3 or 4 days to get home and formulate their last bids, and they certainly came through on Thursday.
Well, what I'm going to do throughout the show today is I'm going to talk about some of your items. I'm going to do a description of it, and then the listeners out there can kind of guess what they think the final value was, and then I'll read what the actual final value was. So if you're driving in the car and you got a few people in there, or just driving by yourself, you can think, oh, I wonder what that went for, but you're going to have to do it fast because I'm going to read off the final pricing on it. For instance, now here's something that I thought was pretty amazing, and Bill, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong. I look back through the history of Huggins and Scott auctions. I think this is the highest price for a single pennant of any pennant that you've ever sold. This was a Super Bowl II Green Bay versus Oakland Raiders full-size pennant. Now,
I don't believe any we've had one go for higher than that now.
Yeah, now I'm not going to say the price yet. Vince,
amazing.
You find out anything about Super Bowl II that was unusual?
Yeah, on Wikipedia, I was curious, what do you think a 30-second commercial went for in the 68 Super Bowl
II? In 68, a 30-second commercial, I know they were way cheaper than they are now, probably about $5,000 or so.
No, you're off. Add a zero. About $54,000 for a 30-second. And now, what do they go for now, you think?
Well, $54,000 in today's money, that's probably about that's a lot of money. Now, per 30 seconds,
yes.
I know it's millions. I'm going to say Somewhere in the 3 to 4 million. I'll say 3.5 million.
4 million for a 30-second commercial in last year's Super Bowl.
Wow.
That Seattle won convincingly, by the way.
There's some website that does that accounts for inflation, and you could type in like how much if something was X amount in 1968, it would be that now. Right. I wonder with inflation if somehow I think that's outdone inflation. 54 grand
probably,
to 4 million.
Yes.
You know, remember when the guy had when McGuire's baseball was so hot, and I think the guy ended up paying 3 million for it or something like that. You remember that, Bill Huggins?
Yeah, that was Todd McFarlane.
Okay, and his point was for advertising his company that he could have spent $3 million at the time on a Super Bowl commercial, but look at this. People are still talking about that he spent that much money on the baseball. He got more publicity for that than anybody ever would on a Super Bowl commercial, I would say. That if that was his main goal, I think it worked for him. I wonder if
Yeah, I think so. He actually took the ball on a little tour around the country in a little, like, bus or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if he still has that or if he ever sold it.
Well, I don't know.
I wonder. It sure wouldn't go for $3 million now. We know that.
It has a little bit of a tainted glow to it now.
Yes, it does. It does. Okay, well, we've got some callers waiting here. This week, everybody wins, or if you tweet to T-Crown Tom an item that we use on the show, you will also win. It's four tickets, up to four tickets each for the 2014 Under Armour All-America Baseball game at Wrigley Field, August 16th. If you have, like, let's say you're a little league coach or something and you want to get a dozen for your team, if you call in early enough, I might be able to work that out for you. All right, so Kent from South Bend is on the line. What do you have there, Kent?
Yeah, good morning. I've got a 1970 Chicago Bears team signed football. It was given to me by my dad in 70. He knew there used to be something, the Big Bear Band or something back then, and he knew the conductor and had a team signed ball. I was just curious as to what you thought something like that was worth.
Was Halas on that ball?
Oh, boy. You know something? I don't know the answer to that question. I can only really make out a few.
I would doubt it because that was after he stopped coaching. It was probably like Jim Dooley at the time. The good part about that ball they had, probably Butkus and Sayers were still probably on it. Piccolo wouldn't have been, I don't think, because Piccolo.
Oh, no. I think Piccolo would have been on that.
If Piccolo's on it, that makes it a much more valuable. Do you know about that, Kent?
That's something I have not been able to pick that out. I do see Douglas and Sayers and Butkus on there.
Okay. If Piccolo's on it, that probably adds, what, about at least $500 extra dollars to it, Bill?
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a key to it. I think 69 might have been his last year, but if Piccolo's on it, you're probably looking at maybe a grand or so, probably only a couple of hundred, I would think, if maybe 200-300. You agree, Bill?
Well, it depends on how many names are on it, really, and how readable they are. Kent, can you read most of the signatures?
Need a good portion of them. Unfortunately, I don't have the ball in front of me now. Yeah. Several of them. I don't recognize a bunch of them, I haven't read it in years, so I haven't, to be honest with you, none of them come to mind other than the three that I mentioned.
Probably Doug Buffone, yeah, was on there.
Sorry, me?
Yeah, I would say Doug Buffone, too. What do you think, that Bill?
I would think, depending if you can read most of the signatures, they're fairly complete and everything. You could be talking 300 to 500 even without Piccolo.
Okay. And Kent, are you going to stop in at T-Crown for the ticks?
I wish I was able to. I'm not going to. If you please find to somebody worthy, that'd be great.
I'll do that then. Okay, next on the line we have the Riverview guy. I picture the Riverview guy on the Ferris wheel, just like screaming his head off. Right. What are you doing there, Riverview guy?
Now, the parachutes, that first drop and the only drop is the big one. Anyway, I got a couple items for you, Tom. I've got a signed Louis Aparicio card, and I've got a signed Starlin Castro card.
Okay, did they come out of packs, or did you get them signed in person?
No, I got them out of packs.
Okay, Aparicio's $20 or $30, and the Starlin Castro, depending if it's a rookie or not, you're probably in the $20 range. And some of his rookies are low-numbered rookies are worth more than that. But
well, I have one more item, too. I've got a signed Pete Rose baseball. And on the back of the ball is Eric Davis also.
Oh, That's not good. You know, Pete Rose baseballs, unless they're graded perfect gem mint, they don't go for that much. With Eric Davis, I don't think that's going to – that's kind of a – I don't know. I'm thinking probably $30 or $40 for something like that. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're giving away free tickets to everybody who calls in today to the 2014 Under Armour All-America Baseball game at Wrigley Field on August 16th. So give us a call with a question about the value of an item, or if you want to just brag about a cool item you have, or tweet me a question at TCrownTom. And if we use that, you'll also get the free tickets. Now, here's something interesting I was looking at this week in the paper. They had a thing for all-time single-season pitching war. Now, the first few were no surprise at all. Walter Johnson, who actually Walter Johnson was, wasn't he on that Washington Senators bat that you guys sold in the current auction, Bill, the one that ended Thursday?
Yeah, he was on there along with the rest of the team, yeah.
That 1924 Senators bat, that went for $5,500. That wasn't bad. Well, he had the top two wars of all time, 1913, 14.63, and 1912, 13.46, Walter Johnson.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you explain war? What is that? How do they figure that out?
It's wins against replacement and just based on how dominant you are compared with all the different statistics in that year based on how the league hitting is, and they put all that stuff into it.
Gotcha.
It's kind of a – none of these stats are completely accurate, but it's kind of interesting. The third guy on the list, Cy Young, 12.61 in 1901. This is interesting, and thinking back, remember how dominant Dwight Gooden was? The first year he came up, he never did that well again.
It was at 86?
1985, he had the fourth-best single-season war at 12.15, 12.15. Wow. But here's the one that I thought. This is one when I saw this. I couldn't believe it. I've said in the past, my two favorite White Sox pitchers of all time were Mark Burley, who's not on this list, and Wilbur Wood, who, believe it or not, Wilbur Wood had the 10th best single-season pitching war in history in 1971. He had a 22-13 one-loss record, 1.91 ERA, 42 starts, 334 innings pitched, 210 strikeouts to 62 walks, and a 1.00 whip. Wilbur Wood, how amazing is that?
That's pretty dominating, you know?
Yeah, and then for 5 years, I was looking at it, he started 42, 49, 48, 42, and 43 games. And in innings pitched, 334, 376, 359, 320, and 291. And then in 1 year, he actually won 20 and lost 20.
Yes, that was 73, which was the first time since 1916 that happened. And who did it in 16?
1916. Was it a Cub?
No. Famous pitcher. You've spoken about him already today.
Walter Johnson?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, because they had kind of a bad team, too, but he was
like
dominant.
25 and 20 that year.
Wow, that's cool. Yep. Oh, that's amazing. So Wilbur Wood, I guess, you know, I knew I should collect Wilbur Wood, and now I'm going to start to get more of his stuff. Okay, let's get another call here before the break. Waiting the longest is Mike from Naperville. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I was a bat boy for the Chicago White Sox in 2001. And I have a Bat Boy jersey and a ball signed by basically the whole team. I mean, everybody from Frank Thomas to Mags to Carlos Lee, Jerry Reinsdorf, Moose Scourin. Ooh, I mean, everybody's on
Reinsdorf
there.
Being on there, too, is cool. I'm thinking that's probably $200 to $300. Now, Bill Huggins, what would a Bat Boy jersey go for? I've never even heard of or seen one of those sell.
Don't know that I have either, Tom.
Well, I guess that would be an interesting auction item to give it a shot. I think that's kind of cool. Did you just get one that you wore all year, and that's what you kept?
Well, I was an honorary Bat Boy for one game, so I was only doing it for one game. And yeah, they gave me an official jersey and everything like that. So yeah, it was pretty neat.
How did that happen? How did you become a Bat Boy for the one game?
I ended up when I was 12 years old. I was the grand champion for the 12-year-old age division for the White Sox summer camps, and therefore I got put into a raffle, and just so happened that some of the prizes were, you know, a trip anywhere in the United States, or a Bat Boy, or throw off the first pitch, and I got lucky enough to win the Bat Boy sweepstakes.
Well, that's awesome, Mike.
What
Very
a cool
good.
Experience. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. And you've got the tickets at T-Crown this week if you want to pick them up.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and you'll... Everybody wins this week. 4 free tickets to the 2014 Under Armour All-America Baseball game at Wrigley Field, August 16th. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is September 1st. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199. Guys, have you ever fallen asleep in the sun only to wake up burned and crispy like a piece of bacon? Now you have the freedom to nap like a man. Introducing Banana Boat Triple Defense Sunscreen for Men. Finally, a sunscreen developed and formulated just for you. Defy the sun responsibly with Banana Boat for Men and defend against the sun, odor, and dryness. We've got you covered. Banana Boat Triple Defense for Men. Available now at Walgreens.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious Applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set, set, set!
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude!
Maybe take the volleyball game outside the restaurant?
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky Applewood pulled pork, slow-cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
AutoZone. Always wish you were taller? Well, that's easy. Just go to AutoZone today and get everything you need to fix your car yourself. Then trust me, everyone will be looking up to you.
Instantly save 50 cents each when you buy up to 16 Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs. Plus, get an AutoZone gift card up to $20 by mail.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. If you think it might be valuable, give us a call, and we'll try to give an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. We also can take emails during the week. Tom at tcrowntom.com is my email. Scott sent one. Tom and fellas, I don't always get to listen to the show some Sundays due to work, but I keep the dial tuned when I can. Love the show. I'm one of millions, I'm sure, who started collecting baseball cards in the late 80s and early 90s. I amassed a pretty decent collection from Thomas, Ryan, Ripken, and many more. The crown jewel of my collection then was a 93 Score Select Mickey Mantle, which has continued to go down in value since I got it. From what I found, these cards were worth more when I bought them than they are now. What should I do with this large collection of cards, and why did the card companies overload the marketplace and devalue their cards like they did? Thanks. Keep up the good work. Well, I think the card companies were probably just greedy at the time. They thought, basically, they seemed to put an estimate out there that virtually 90% of the and everyone in the country was going to be buying cards the way they did from based on how many they produced in some of those years. Now, here's something, though, that I was thinking about. In 94, when the baseball strike hit, they stopped producing as many starting at that point, and then they started doing a lot of different products, but not as many of as each. I'm thinking maybe over the course of time, some of the stuff from the mid-90s till now might turn out to be valuable because some things will turn out that there weren't many at all out there. So some of that stuff that looks cool, you might want to hang on to. You can also hang on to 80s and early 90s stuff. It might never be valuable, but people said 70s stuff would never be valuable. And I know the guy who had the 1974 baseball card, Topps baseball card collection in the Huggins and Scott auction, knows that there's value to some things anyway, at least if they're graded correctly. What did that end up going for, Bill? Like 70 grand?
I have 70,000. Yeah.
$70,000. Wow. Now, this guy had the ultimate 1974 Topps baseball collection. He had the number one registry set where guys get sets and grade them, and they get the average grade. And there's guys who just collect that stuff. They want to have the number one set. In every year, he had more PSA 10, the best grade of cards than you can ever even imagine they made. But still, 70 grand for 1974 Topps cards in the late 80s, you never would have thought that could have happened. So, you know, there still can be value there. You can always donate to a children's ward of a hospital. Talk to your accountant and see if you can get a write-off for that. You know, there's other things you can do with it. Dan from Morton Grove is on the line. What do you have there, Dan?
Hello.
Hello, Dan. What's up?
Hey, I got a pair of autographed Ray Allen Jordans from when he was with the Bucks.
Oh, so early in his career then, huh?
Yeah.
I guess Ray Allen's going to play again this year. I wonder who he's going to end up with. Probably
not the Bucks.
Probably no. He's not going to be with the Bucks. What do you think of Ray Allen shoes from the Bucks, Bill?
Are they signed, Dan?
Yeah, they are autographed, and I have the autographed jersey to go with it as well.
Was it a game-worn jersey?
Yes. Ooh. Game-worn jersey and shoes.
That's not just a secondary thing there, Dan. That jersey's that's a pretty big deal. What do you think on that combo, Bill?
I would venture to say you're looking at 1,000, 2,000, maybe more for the combo of all that stuff.
Okay.
All right. And then, Dan, if you want the tickets, you can pick up 4 Under Armour All-America Baseball Game tickets at Triple Crown this week.
When's the game?
The game is Saturday, August 16th at Wrigley Field. They're supposed to have the top high school players, I think the top 6 ranked high school players for next year's draft are all supposed to be in this game. And it's basically the best high school baseball players from all around the country. And then also there's a home run derby beforehand. These are general admission tickets I'm giving away to everybody free today. So you can go and sit anywhere at Wrigley. I think it'll be a kind of a cool day. So if you want them, I'll have them for you at T-Crown.
All right, thanks.
All right. Anybody who calls in now automatically wins 4 tickets to this Under Armour All-America Baseball game. And if you look real closely, poor George will be somewhere in the stands at Wrigley with his friends. So, Larry from Streamwood is on the line. What do you have there, Larry?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
I called last week or a couple weeks ago. I was lived across the street from the Houston Astros training camp in the 80s, you know, 79, 80, 81.
Okay.
And I got a baseball signed by that Dodger infield, Steve Garvey, Ron Say, Davey Lopes, and Bill Russell. I was just wondering what it was worth. That's all.
That's kind of cool because I think that infield played more games together than
exactly.
any other infield
yeah, right.
in history. So that's pretty right. cool, Larry. Have you ever had that ball in a Huggins auction?
No, I don't remember ever seeing just a ball signed by the four of those, Larry.
I kind of like that. I would think that's got to be a few $100, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Yeah, I would think there's some people out there who would pay a few $100 or more for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they would.
Now,
right,
do you
right.
think that's valuable enough that you'd try it in a Huggins and Scott auction if you wanted to put it in,
I'm
Bill?
I'm just going to hang on to
it. Oh, Larry's not. Oh, I guess then you don't have to worry about it, Bill. He's not getting rid of it anyway.
I'm
okay.
just going to give it to my son, you know.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Larry.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, next on the line we have Mike from Wheaton. What's new, Mike? What do you have today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a two-part question for you. One is I would be interested to find out the value of a 1959 White Sox pennant, and I would like to save it for my dad and have it mounted. So do you have any suggestions on restoration?
Okay, well, I've never had a pennant actually framed in a wood frame, but I think I would use a sports framer who does it quite a bit. You always want to try to use that glass that tries to keep some of the sunlight out of it. Now, there's different White Sox pennants. Like, I sold one recently in T-Crown that had the home plate in reverse that was like a couple hundred, $150 to $200 pennant all by itself. But a typical pennant, I think, is around the $50 range. But whoever you get to frame it, make sure that they're used to doing sports memorabilia in their framing.
How about the cleaning and restoration of the pennant itself?
I don't know about that, Bill. You have any tips on that?
As far as a pennant, no. I mean, I've had guys who have been able to clean up photographs and things like that. But a pennant, it would just really depend on the what type of damage that has been done to it over the years, Mike.
More age, and just the fact that it hasn't been mounted in any glass like was suggested. And the
if it's not too bad, the actual little wear and tear in the age of it.
I like that.
They add a little character
yeah.
to it. Just leave it.
I'd leave it alone. You're going to, if you mess with it, you're going to also basically get rid of the value, and I don't think it would necessarily look better. I like the aged look to an old pen, and I think those look cool that way. Ken from Palos Hills is on the line. What do you have there, Ken?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I had a question for you. I have a 1950s NHL pinwheel patch. I tried researching it. I couldn't find too much information on it. I know they were issued in some sort of coupon giveaway through the Toronto Star, and I know that the patch itself, a picture of it, was featured on the Panini, I'm trying to think of the product, the hockey product from last season.
Like Prime or?
I think it was the NHL signature, the old-time signature.
Okay, yeah.
And it was featured on there, and I even tried reaching out to Panini to get some information on it, and I've had no luck, so I figured I'd reach out to you guys.
Now that's something I would have no clue at all about it. Do you have any estimate on that, Bill? Any ideas?
It's a patch, Ken?
Yeah, it's a 12-inch diameter patch, and it has every logo, which obviously is only six at that time, of NHL team. So there's a Hawks logo, Leafs, and so on.
That's cool. That's something we'd probably have to do some research on, though. Do you know, I mean, where it came from? Was it on All-Star Game jerseys at the time?
No, it was issued through the Toronto Star newspaper. I guess it was through, like, a coupon voucher where you collected so many coupons and you mailed them in to the Toronto Star.
Hmm.
And then they would mail you a patch.
Boy, that's something I don't know. That's something we'd have to do a little research on. You see anything, Vince?
Yeah, I found something like that on eBay. Is the Canadiens logo on the very top at the 12 o'clock position?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, there's one here on eBay. You know, nothing sold, but he's asking about $700 for it. You may want to look on eBay and see if this is the same one, and at least it might give you a perspective.
Yeah,
he's asking $700 or best offer.
Okay.
Okay.
There you
cool.
go. And then I've got tickets for you at T-Crown if you want them this week.
All right, cool. Sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. the tickets I'm talking about, I'm giving away to anybody who calls in today with a question. I'm giving away four tickets to the 2014 Under Armour All-America High School Baseball game at Wrigley Field, Saturday, August 16th. I think the game's at 6, and there's a home run derby before that. So all you have to do is call in 312-332-3776, and then you can come into Triple Crown in Naperville this week and pick up your tickets. So we've got, by the way, I don't think I ever actually did give the final price for that Super Bowl II Green Bay versus Oakland pennant. $4,250 wow. That baby went for. So you think, Bill, that is the highest single pennant price you've ever sold a pennant for?
I mean, like you said, I'd have to do the digging in our archives, but I can't off the top of my head remember anyone getting more than that now.
Yeah, I don't know. Boy, that was something else. And then, let's see, the Roberto Clemente late 50s game-worn helmet. Think about that one out there, listeners, what that baby went for. A game-worn Roberto Clemente batting helmet. Okay, we've got Lawrence from St. Charles on the line. What do you have there, Lawrence?
Morning, guys. Listen, I've got a it was a commemorative Super Bowl book, hardbound book from the 1985 Chicago Bears, Super Bowl 20. And I sought out just three of my favorite all-time players' autographs, and that's Mike Ditka is in it, Walter Payton, and I actually got Jim McMahon's autograph in the book, just those three.
Yeah, that's cool with those three in there, actually. I'm thinking probably $300 to $500 on that item. I'd like to see the book if you have a picture of it. That's neat. But that's my estimate. You're with me in that range, Bill?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, very nice, Lawrence. And tickets for you at Triple Crown if you want to pick them up this week.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Now, we got a tweet from Game Day who says, now here, I think Huggins has run these in the Huggins and Scott auction. He wants a value on a 500 home run official American League ball. It has Ted Williams on the sweet spot, Aaron, Mays, Killebrew, Reggie Jackson, Eddie Matthews, McCovey, Banks, Frank Robinson, and Eddie Murray with a TriStar hollow. What do you think of that one, Bill Huggins?
No Mickey Mantle?
You know, he doesn't show Mantle on there. Maybe, what do you think of value with and without Mantle?
Well, with the Mantle, I mean, that would be pretty much the first, the original 10 or 11 that they did in Atlantic City when they signed it. Those balls are bringing, depending on displayability and condition over the years, whether they've started to tone or anything, those are bringing $750 to $1,500. With Murray, probably a little bit more than that. Without Mantle, I would say you're probably talking closer to half that.
Yeah, that's a biggie on there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on from 7 to 8 every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And this week, anybody who calls in gets up to four tickets free to the 2014 Under Armour All-America Baseball game at Wrigley Field next Saturday, the 16th. So give us a call. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spenceloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
More than 3,000 slot machines and your favorite table games.
For excitement.
Unforgettable dining, from steaks to seafood.
For delight.
415 luxurious hotel rooms and world-class concerts.
For enjoyment.
It's Four Winds Casinos in beautiful Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos. New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac in Southwest Michigan. Must be 21. Please play responsibly.
The garage floor, a foundation for the cardboard you lie on, under your car, wrench in hand, a place to rest a cold beverage and put Saturday to good use. So Advance Auto Parts lets you order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes. So you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com to learn more.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call, 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of a collectible. We're giving away to everybody today that calls in up to four tickets to the 2014 Under Armour All-America High School Baseball game at Wrigley Field Saturday, August 16th. There's a home run derby, which I think would be really cool. How cool would it be to be a high school player in a home run derby and baseball game at Wrigley Field? Yeah, it'd just be awesome.
Be like a dream come true.
Yeah, it really would be. So we've got free tickets. You just have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick them up. We've got a lot of calls waiting here. The Roberto Clemente late 50s game-worn helmet went for $6,000 in Huggins and Scott auction. And here's something that was interesting we were talking about. The Jim Brown 1957 rookie year contract signed by Jim Brown and Burt Bell. What do you think that went for? It went for $25,000 in the Huggins and Scott auction. So if anybody has one of those, oh, wait, I guess you won. All right, waiting longest here is Dave from Mount Prospect. Thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you have?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Back in the 80s and 90s, my dad worked for a company that was a big sponsor of the Bulls, and he ended up with two signed basketballs from the 88 All-Star game.
Ooh.
And they're red, white, and blue. The bad thing is they're signed on the blue portion in black ink, and one signature is Jordan, the other one's Bird.
Ooh.
They don't have a COA.
Okay.
And basically I'm wondering what they might be worth and how do I go about getting a COA on them.
Well, if you're going to auction them in a Huggins and Scott auction, they would get them authenticated by JSA, correct, Bill Huggins?
Absolutely, yes, Dave. We can take care of that for you.
Estimate on the value of that? I guess we'd have to see it to see how it looks, but what? Any estimates without seeing it, Bill?
I mean, the signatures are clean, and I think they were limited to 250 of them, but my dad ended up with two. One's in the 40s, and the other one's in the mid-100s.
Okay, and it's like, so it's an ABA-looking basketball.
Yeah, correct.
I thought those were cool basketballs. Man, I'm thinking that's got to be around a grand, don't you think, Bill?
I would say, you know, depending on what Dave was talking about, the displayability, whereas these guys signed it black on blue is not a plus. But, I mean, if you can still read them, if it's got all 12 or 13 of the names that are on there, your 1,000 is probably the low side.
Well, wasn't it just Jordan and Bird, or were there more guys on it?
No, just Jordan and Bird on the two blue sections of the ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I still think
that's probably $1,000 to $1,500, though, if it looks good, Dave. And then you've got tickets at Triple Crown in Naperville if you want them. Okay, next on the line, we've got Ron from Oak Park. What do you have there, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I got a 1969 Mickey Mantle card. I believe it's what they call one of the white letter cards.
Okay.
And I haven't had it graded, but I can tell you that unlike a lot of the cards of that day, it's centered very, very nicely. And, I mean, the corners aren't sharp, but then again, I think the corners really look good. I'm just wondering what kind of value that card
so
might
let's
have.
Say, let's just estimate, Bill, that it's a 5 or a 6. What's the difference in value between a white letter and a yellow letter Mickey Mantle 1969 Topps card?
Well, the difference is about 4 to 5 times, depending on the grade, yes. I mean, a 5 or a 6 on a regular card, the yellow letter one would be around $100 to $150. On a white letter one, you're probably looking at $500, $600.
Nice. Now, would you auction that card by itself if he wanted you to?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you get that graded no matter what, or would you? Or
yes.
You would get it graded for sure.
I'm looking
to get it graded real soon because, like I said, I think it's a pretty nice one. I mean, I think a lot of listeners know back in those days the centering wasn't real well, wasn't done well. And
yeah, that's good to have the centering. The three grading companies that do vintage, well, you've got Beckett Vintage Grading is starting to get into the mix, and then SGC and PSA. So I would use one of them if you're going to get it graded, and then Huggins and Scott could auction it for you if you wanted them to. Chris from Round Lake's on the line. What do you have there, Chris?
Hi. So I actually have a 1985 Super Bowl champion Bears card signed by Otis Wilson and a football signed by Otis Wilson and Marty Booker.
Huh. Well, the football, that's kind of a weird combo, actually. Otis Wilson and Marty Booker. I don't think it's going to go more than 75 to 100. The football card in 85, if it looks neat, it's probably, Otis isn't a Hall of Famer, but he was a popular Bear. I'm thinking probably $20 or $30 for that card. Next on the line, we have Gene from Merrillville, Indiana. Gene, can you make it into Triple Crown to get the Under Armour All-America tickets?
I will try to, but I'm not sure. But
okay, well, I won't put you on the list, but if you come in, just say you're Gene from Merrillville, and you'll have 4 tickets for you, Gene. Okay, what do you have?
Thank you. I have a mini replica of Wrigley Field. It's got the authentic Cooperstown card on the bottom, and it's signed by Ran Santo, great Ran Santo.
Oh, that's cool. Now, what year was that made, the replica?
It's 86, I believe.
Okay. Boy, I'd like to see a picture of that, but have you run any of those, Bill?
No, I don't believe so.
I would think it's probably at least a couple $100. I'd have to see it and find out how many of them they produce, but that's a good Chicago item, that's for sure. And Don from Schererville, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Don?
I've got a baseball signed by Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Tell us a little story of how you got
more,
that baby.
Yes.
Well, my grandfather, when he was a kid, the Yankees were in town, and it was 1932 he had it autographed. He wrote 1932, and from what I understand, that takes a little of the value away from the baseball. But he got Ruth and Gehrig to sign it. Ruth is in the sweet spot. And Gehrig is on one of the side panels.
I'm guessing Ruth's signature is bigger than Gehrig's also.
Yeah, probably a little bit. Not much.
Yeah. How clean is the ball and how clear are the signatures?
The ball's got a little yellow to it, but the signatures are very, very readable. Oh. I mean, I just took it in November to go up at Rosemont and had the signatures authenticated by PSA.
Nice.
They did not give me a value, but they authenticated. They said the signature, in their opinion, the signature.
Right. Wow. What do you think, Bill Huggins? Okay. On how he described that ball, if you had Ruth by himself, Gehrig by himself, or Ruth and Gehrig together, like Don has, some like values, difference in values on three different baseballs like that.
Well, I mean, Ruth and Gehrig by themselves, depending on the strength of the signatures, can be, as low as 5,000 if you can barely read them, and as high as 50,000 or more if they're strong signatures. However, together, believe it or not, it's not the sum of the parts. It's actually somewhat a lesser number only because of the amount of people who collect just single-signed balls. But, Don, we've sold Ruth Garrick balls, I'm sure you could check in our archives. We sold one, I want to say, in the $25,000 to $30,000 range that got, you know, tremendous interest.
Very cool, Don. So if you ever think of auctioning that, you know Bill Huggins is the guy to contact about it.
I will. Does he have a website that I can look at?
Yeah, HugginsandScott.com, and their phone number is 866-462-2273. Now, are you going to be able to make it into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick up the free tickets, Don?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because you could bring the ball and I could look at it. But okay, that's awesome. You think you're going to auction it? We'll talk about it on the show if you do.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. You know, my kid wants it, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I can imagine every relative you've ever, or every friend you've ever spoken with probably wants that ball.
Right.
That's awesome. If you can ever at least send a picture, I'd love to see it.
All right, guys, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Next on the line, we have Steve from Chicago. What do you have there, Steve?
Hey, how you guys doing? Back in the late 90s when they did the four quarterbacks, when they came to the Rosemont show, I got a official Johnny Unitas jersey signed by Johnny U. How much would that go for?
Oh, so it's a Colts jersey signed by Johnny U. Now, that's cool. I don't think I've ever had a Unitas jersey in T-Crown. Have you run any in your auctions, Bill Huggins?
Yeah, I believe we have. I want to say, Steve, that they're actually an item that's getting better by the years.
Yeah.
And you've got to be looking at a strong, clear signature, no fading, no bleeding or anything. You're looking at $1,000, $1,500 or more.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Scott.
Very
Thank you, guys.
Nice. So that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item. Here's we had talked about in the Huggins and Scott auction that ended Thursday, that Beatles piece autographed from the February 9th, 1964 Ed Sullivan show, with real good provenance on that one, that's where it came from. That piece ended at $3,750. Very nice. The Beatles all together on one piece. Dave from Milwaukee's on the line. What do you have there, Dave?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
Great. I got a couple things back from the 82 Brewers loss in the World Series. I've got a mint ball signed by Robin Yount.
Nice.
His signature.
He's about 75, maybe 100, you know, if
okay.
It's perfect.
All right. And then one by the whole team.
Oh, so this was the World Series losing team, but it did make the World Series. So that
Correct.
Was a that was an interesting team, huh? What do you think, Bill? Maybe
yeah,
300 to 500?
Yeah, they were the Bambi's Bombers.
Yeah. Did you get, was Harvey Keene the manager
yes,
at that time?
Yes, he's on there.
Yeah, that's neat. What do you think, Bill?
You're definitely talking a few $100 for that ball.
Okay.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
like it. I've got a lot
they also
of...
Have,
yeah, go
they
ahead,
also, they also have these replicas of the old, I don't know if you remember the old County Stadium, but they had a big barrel of beer, and Bernie Brewer would slide down into a big mug of beer, and balloons would come out after a home run.
Those crazy Brewer fans.
Well,
you drank a lot of beer. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Well, it was fun when we were in the American League and the White Sox would come up. Those games were interesting.
Yeah. Is there a collectible that comes out of all but, this
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. Okay. We've got a replica of that actual barrel and chalet and slide.
I think there's a very limited group that would find that interesting. I don't think that would be a good seller in Chicago. To be honest with you, you know, at the trade deadline, I'm always, especially now that we're doing this fantasy baseball league that Vince and I are in, but I'm always looking at stats and stuff. And there was so much publicity about the big starting pitchers that got traded at the deadline. And one thing that didn't get any publicity at all was the Angels picking up Houston Street as a closer. Joe Smith was awesome closing. I don't think he's given up a run in like 2 months. But what this does, if you get to the playoffs and the Angels have a lead, they've got Jason Grilley for like the seventh inning, who's
former
been
Pirates,
a good closer.
Yep.
And he's been pitching well since the Angels got him. You've got Joe Smith, who hasn't given up a run, it seems like, in about 2 months. And then Houston Street is a closer. They just got to get a lead, and they're in really good shape. That was quite the pickup by them. I was angry at the time because that blew my save for Joe Smith. But really, from a winning standpoint, man, what a bullpen they have.
It's become so specialized. So 7th, 8th, and 9th inning, those three guys are almost unhittable.
Absolutely. And, you know, when they say that now wins by pitchers isn't as big a deal as it used to be, that's because pitchers don't pitch complete games anymore. You're looking at those Wilbur Woods.
300 innings plus, more.
And he was a knuckleballer. So, but there were a lot of pitchers that would pitch 280 innings or 300 innings at that time. They don't do it anymore. So the bullpens are going to be really important. So unless those big-time starting pitchers have a bullpen that can close for them or pitch complete games, I mean, they're dependent on that still. Yep. Yep. That was a nice move by the Angels. They could be fun to watch in the playoffs also. Joe from Tinley Park's on the line. What do you have there, Joe?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I have a Bears helmet that has three signatures on it. I got all three in person. Brian Urlacher, Mike Singletary, and Dick Butkus. Singletary and Butkus put the Hall of Fame here, and obviously Urlacher's not in yet, so I'm just curious as to how much that
now,
would go for.
That is a good Chicago item. I would think on a full-size official Bears helmet it is?
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably $500 or $600 I'd have that. I'd have to look at it. But, like, if I had that for sale at Triple Crown and all the autographs were authenticated, I'm thinking $500, $600. That's a nice item.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Bill Huggins, I was looking at you know, the items that ended in the Huggins and Scott auction recently. How about this 1950 Bread for Health basketball, SGC graded near set? You had 31 of the 32 cards auctioned. They were basically graded anywhere from authentic 1s, 2s, or 3s, so they weren't top shape. But that group went for $30,000. Can you give us a little background on that set?
Well, you're never going to see grades on those much past 2 or 3 because they're bread. They were the ends of loaves of bread. So I think the highest grade on a bread label that has ever been seen, unless there's maybe 1 or 2 exceptions, is about a 3 or a 4 at the most.
Okay, yeah.
But it's just the fact of having all 31 of the 32 there is almost impossible to collect. I don't know how many groups of those are in existence in the country, but not many. And to have found all those in relatively decent shape is obviously worth $30,000+.
So that's how people got those cards, was off the end of a loaf of bread.
Yeah, it was instead of the twist ties back then, it was a little thing that was stuck to the end of the bread to keep it sealed.
And the mothers at the time were always saying, eat bread, it'll be good for you. They knew what they were talking about. They didn't know exactly what, but they knew what they were talking about. That's awesome.
You know, with the Mikan missing out of that, if Mikan was in that, can't imagine what that would have gone
for.
Yeah,
what does a Mikan go for by himself? That's got to be a biggie.
Oh, that's $1,000 to $2,000 or more.
Yeah. Carlos from Logan Square, we got time for one more. What do you have there, Carlos?
Hey, guys. I have a Michael Jordan Dream Team card. It's autographed. I was there when he signed it. It's got the sticker of authenticity, but as I was a child when I got the card, I have since lost the certificate of authenticity.
Well, I'd get it authenticated again. What I would do is get, like, put it in authenticated by PSA or by JSA in a Beckett holder, a BGS holder, and if you have a high grade on the card and it's a 10 autograph, that's a big card. I like the Dream Team thing. I think that's minimally $500 if it's in good shape and authenticated.
Oh, wow.
Carlos. Yeah, that's a great item. Okay, well, let's do a couple more quick pricings. Don't forget now, anybody who called in today, you can come into Triple Crown in Naperville this week and get up to 4 tickets each for the 2014 Under Armour All-America Baseball game. The game is next Saturday, August 16th at Wrigley Field at 6:05, and there's a home run derby before it that starts at 4 o'clock, so come into Triple Crown in Naperville for your tickets. And we don't have a box to give away today, so let's get a couple more prices. In the Huggins and Scott auction, that's Sonny Jurgensen 1966 game-worn Redskins home jersey, ended up at $22,000.
Wow.
That was cool. I really liked that. And that had a nice letter with it. A PSA 9 Jordan rookie, $2,750. I turned one down that I'll regret. A couple years ago, they were down to like $900
really?
Bucks for nines. Now $2,750. So Huggins and Scott Auctions, go to HugginsandScott.com. ERC Delivery will deliver on demand anywhere in the Chicago area anytime. Contact Vince at ERC Delivery if you have anything you want delivered in the Chicago area. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.